Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big and ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Oh, is that all right? I don't work in OB?
I didn't say that. I just said you lied to her.
I said, what did I tell you? I said I work in OB?
Or no, you said I'm an OB.
I'm in OB.
I'm in OB.
Oh, he thought I said A-N. I said I-N. I'm in OB. I'm in OB.
So you're saying it like I'm in this department.
I'm in OB.
Uh-huh. He said to end. That's actually slick as hell.
Yeah.
If that's what I did.
If motherfucker, I was sitting here.
I said, I'm in OB. I'm in OB.
No, Chris.
Bro, I said I'm in OB.
Okay.
Y'all tripping.
Hey, listen, I love it. You know what I'm saying? You got to talk it into existence sometimes.
I don't want to be an OBGYN.
You don't? You wouldn't want to.
I'm a comic. I'm a comedian.
There you go. But I mean, you know, to finance the dream.
Unless you
win the lottery again.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies, he's out here. Chris Neese is in the building. You know what I'm saying? His kids is almost grown. He only got one still in the house. The rest of the kids is grown, so.
Yeah.
Out in these streets, too.
Yep. 24, 20, and 8.
There you go. And he work in the hospital, so you know he's safe somewhat. And
you
if
said
he ain't
eight?
Safe.
8 what?
My daughter, 8 years old.
I thought you meant 8 kids. I was like,
that
would have been crazy.
That would have been wicked.
That's a wild advertisement.
That is. That's wicked.
People these days aren't having kids the same way they were.
That's like an old school thing.
Yeah. Having multiple, like five, six, seven.
Farmers do that, right? For more hands?
Yeah. That's free.
Or
free
more people to work.
Yeah.
That was a Southern thing, though. A lot of people in the South.
Midwest.
Yeah, Midwest.
Midwest, too. You got, like, you know, places like Kansas.
My mom from Mississippi. Her mama had 11.
I'm from LA, and living is so crazy out here. I never really knew that many people with, like, crazy amounts of kids.
Yeah.
That was always people from the South, Midwest, and stuff like that. Even New York. Kids. I don't know any. No, I have no kids.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Nah, he been very, very careful. There's been a couple that tried to get him.
It's to the point where they couldn't do it.
He put on 2 condoms.
It's to the point where I feel like I'm missing out on this whole sex thing, you know, because I've been so rubbered up. I'm just saying, like, listening to niggas like this, niggas just like talking about going raw and how fun it is.
Hey, wait, who does that?
I don't know. I work in
OB. You got a vasectomy to specifically go raw.
Yeah, and my partner. I ain't just out here just throwing the dick catch.
I never said that. I felt that.
Because it can be perceived like that.
It can't
be. He was like, yeah, I feel like I'm missing out. Niggas out here going
comics,
raw. And I was
comics,
like, hold.
Comics and niggas in entertainment.
I work in vasectomies, too.
Oh, yeah?
Have you
done one on yourself?
No, I don't need one.
Have you done one, period?
I did a few vasectomies.
He was in the room.
You snipped? You had the scissors?
Nope, checked them in.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
I said I worked in vasectomies.
You said you did a couple of vasectomies. Yeah. That's where
check
the lie
is.
Chris, where you need to edit.
Chris don't do nothing but lie all day, y'all.
You got away with the other one. This one don't make sense.
I've been his friend for over 10 years. Man, it's probably been about close to 15 now.
Probably been 15.
Because me, you, and London all met around the same time.
Yeah, 15 years.
15 years, this man has been a professional liar to me.
Damn.
And I respect
name it. Name 5 lies.
Okay. You said you were OB. You said you were OB.
Damn, this was just today.
Yeah. You said you done.
You got 2 from today.
You said you worked in vasectomies. You said you done a couple. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That was okay. Lie.
Yeah, it 3. Might sound like a lie.
That's 3.
But it's how I say it.
Okay. No, that's where you need to edit. I've done a couple vasectomies. You got away with it last time by saying I'm in this field.
Yeah.
You said you did the vasectomies.
Yeah, because yeah, we specifically asked you, you did them, you said? I did a couple.
No, that's when he said I checked them in.
Oh, no, no, no.
I'll give him that.
No, no, okay.
No, no, don't try to jump on. No, you no, still no, lied.
No, no, no.
Patrick's right. That's what I said. I checked them in.
Nah, you're clinging on to life right
you're
now.
Bro.
You
okay.
said a couple.
Okay, I'll give you those three. I'll give you those three. Right. Name two more lines.
Give those
okay.
three. Well, first of all, crazy.
You gave me three today in less than 10 minutes. Do you think it's hard to find five, Chris? Do you remember all the shows we've done together?
I remember all the shows. The shows okay, what did I do at the church?
Huh?
How did I? First of all, don't bring up a church show and say I lied at the church. What did I say at the church that was a lie?
Chris,
what did I say at the church that was a lie?
You told one of the ladies that you had a hospital named after you.
That's a lie you could look up immediately.
I said I had a hospital name. See, you probably took it out of context. I don't think I said I had a hospital named after me.
Context is important with this thing.
Because
he dances around how he says it. You didn't really dance around the vasectomy one. You just straight up said I have performed them.
Yeah. You said a couple of them. And then it's like, you did the vasectomy. He was like, no, I checked them in.
Y'all don't know what perform means. Y'all don't know what perform means. So in the y'all don't work. So in the hospital field, when a receptionist says they perform something, a performance can be the patient coming up, hello, making them feel comfortable,
sure. Right?
And then you taking all their paperwork, you take their Kaiser card, and you professionally
let me ask you
check
something.
Them in.
How many people major in that in college?
In receptionist?
I major in receptionist.
You might not have to go to school for
it. So then how is it part of the performance?
Hold on, but you have to do something for it. Don't think anybody could just jump into the receptionist game, Patrick. Yeah,
yeah. I don't think so.
I'm not saying it's not a skill.
That,
no. Oh, okay.
If you include it in the performance, it has to be part of the medical school too.
Yeah, you gotta scrub down. You gotta have your scrubs on, scrub down, get clean.
You wear scrubs?
I do. I wear a top.
No, I'm saying, do they require you to wear scrubs?
They don't require it, but if you wear a scrub,
then
it has to be a certain color because they don't want you to look like the doctors.
Then they're acknowledging that you're not part of the performance.
The nurses and the doctors who actually perform.
They want you to dress different from them.
Got you.
They don't want. Confuse
because,
the patient.
Because but they actually do the performing.
But don't think you don't have to have a skill to do what I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Critical thinking, problem solving.
Those are important.
Hand placement on the keyboard.
But, and you got to type a certain amount of words, too.
You got to type a certain amount of words, too.
When you go to a concert, would you listen to the parking attendant talk about the show they put on?
Did you just try to put me in the same?
No, no, I'm not. I'm just saying. I saw Beyonce last night perform.
Flex.
But I also... I interacted with the parking, the person to drop my car.
Get
off.
Inside first. What did you do when you got inside the building?
But if I
see where you're going with
I'm
this.
I'm not in the parking lot. I'm inside the building.
Right, but if I Ubered, I would have never met him.
Patrick, give me an example of someone. You got to compare me to someone inside of the concert.
Okay, for sure. The person who scans the ticket.
Get a little closer.
I think that's appropriate.
That's
the first threshold of interest. Going to the person to say, okay, yeah, you're supposed to be 2 aisles down, right? That's the first threshold. That's okay. You, right? Yeah, you're in the right place. Fill out this form. Somebody call you shortly. Basically the same thing.
And how important is that? Because if you're not in the right section, guess what? You can be put out.
I'm not saying it's not important. I think it's super important.
I don't think you'll get put out if you actually have an actual ticket and you're just in the wrong section and it wasn't done deliberately. I think
I'm
that
just
they'll
saying,
discourage
none
you.
None of those
create
people,
a conflict with someone else.
None of those people can say, damn, my vocals were a little off during that performance. They weren't in the performance.
I get, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
We can roll with that.
But they were important for me to get to the performance.
Do you know how important scanning a ticket is?
Super.
Because
I never said it wasn't important. I was just saying it's not the performance.
Because if they don't scan your ticket, you can't get,
Did that person sweat at all?
They did. No, they didn't sweat.
Because everyone I saw performing was sweating.
Yeah, I can take a long. I can give you hell before scanning your ticket. And guess what? That concert could be going on. You could miss some important
shit. You could.
You can miss some shit. It's the same thing. What if I don't check you in? What if I forgot to check you in and you're waiting in that room?
They
and you're pregnant.
and you having contractions. Mm. Oh, I didn't even check you.
But you just made yourself
often,
a nuisance.
In between, like 5 minutes in between the contractions.
I say yeah, about three pretty? To five.
But now you're just ruining
the
experience.
Almost dilated. Yeah,
she's dilated.
Yeah, yeah.
She's at 38
but
weeks.
But here's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. Even being that, they're not gonna let you wear what Beyonce wear. Because they don't want to get people confused on who's performing.
If you had on what Beyonce was wearing, yes. or any of even the backup dancers, yeah. I would be insanely confused.
Yeah, if you were checking people in, you got the little scanner thing, and you like,
you had a
can
cowboy
you
hat.
Take my
yeah, tassels and a cowboy hat.
Come on, you guys come out. Can you catch my
at some point, they'd be like, check me in.
That would be wild, right?
That looks
like,
stupid.
Shit, they got the people in the aisle performing too, right?
Now the actual performance is getting in the way of. The one thing you had to do, you right. know? Now it's just like, just check me in, bro.
You're busy trying to worry about the Corey. You know what I'm saying? Mm.
But are they still important?
We never said they weren't important.
We never said they weren't important.
So they are important.
we're just saying,
are they important?
We're just saying
I
the difference between
that they were
the scanner and a performer, right, mm-hmm. is very relevant. Mm-hmm. That's all we were saying.
So to prove this point, the
you don't do vasectomies is what we're saying. What we are saying is that you do not do vasectomies.
Now is when you relent. Now
I get it.
We had to make you Beyonce for you to realize this.
I understand now. Okay. Oh, you guys won. I don't do vasectomies.
Ladies and gentlemen,
all we wanted.
I'm to hear more.
I'm at your cloud.
And welcome back to another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scared. We got a very special guest on here. As I said earlier, my friend probably for over 15 years right now. Amazing comedian, content creator, father, Playboy Casanova, if you will. You know what I'm saying? L.A. native in these streets, man. Certified funny, certified great energy, and just an absolute joy to be around. Make some noise right now. Help me welcome to the show, Mr. Chris Sneed.
That was a lovely intro, too.
Thank you, man. Well deserved, brother.
Thank you, man. And Patrick, thank you.
Of course, man.
For being late.
I don't want... I was late. I apologize, you know? But I didn't want that opening conversation to take away from anything that you be doing.
Yeah.
Because you do stuff.
I do stuff.
It's just... When you talk about doing vasectomies and stuff...
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And saying that you're OB.
I'm in OB.
Nope, we're not going to go back.
You still do stuff.
Yeah, you do best. And you're gearing up for something very big that you're about to do. You're actually wearing a shirt that's promo.
Yes.
I saw that you got sponsorship for this.
Let's go.
This endeavor. You're doing it at a theater, and you're mostly coming out of pocket for it out of yourself. This is what is what financing a dream looks like. This is what holding tight looks like. This is what walking with faith and ensuring longevity looks like, and you've definitely done that, man. So tell us a little bit about what you got coming up.
Man, June 26th.
Thank y'all so much for watching. That's been another episode.
It's a short episode.
He got too comfortable. I had to shake it up a little bit.
It was too positive for to hear.
I got to June,
you
and that was it.
You should have noticed.
Yeah, I should have.
You should have noticed it was too positive.
I know. That was... And then I shook his hand. I thought the intro was amazing.
He was really stacking
and
it.
I should have said, this is
I was laying it
this
on
is not really my real friend. He's never been that positive.
Buttercream on top of whipped cream on top of that goddamn cake.
I
figured it was because we were so... rough on you in the beginning.
Yes.
I thought he was just making up for it, but no.
No, he wasn't.
I don't think we were rough. I think it was appropriate.
You said some things.
I think it was rough. And I said some things, and these guys misinterpreted what I said, because it's not what you say. I want people to remember this. It's not what you say. It's how you say it.
Stop telling people that's how liars
talk.
Okay? You dropped off some supplies to a Planned Parenthood, got a free t-shirt. Now you're on the weekend telling me that you work at Planned Parenthood. I know there's got to be a conflict of interest with Kaiser. I need you to pick a side to play on to stay on.
Do you know how many people that I see at that hospital?
Uh-huh.
June 26th, 7 p.m., I'm shooting my... I said, fuck what I'm about to say. Let me just get this off.
Man, it was a wrap.
And thank you for that intro. To hear that intro was nice. And you said, what I got coming up?
You got a very amazing special.
I have an amazing special. An amazing
you
special.
You want to try that again?
Jesus Christ.
You better not say that on the
special. Oh, my God.
I pass a little bit of my tongue to him. Pause.
Whoa. That's crazy.
No pause.
Whoa. I passed a little of my tongue to him.
Because they call it to hear tongue. When you fumble like that.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
You caught
it. We just went over this. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just say things the way they come to it? Why do we have to be so critical on how things come out because of the sexual nature.
Niggas are scared of looking gay for 2 seconds.
That's what it is.
It really is so crazy. Like, you don't even want to catch eyes or something. This is my homeboy, but if I catch eyes with him, it's weird, right? If I catch eyes with you and I'm like, what's up?
See, even that was too long.
That was too long.
What's up, man?
What's up?
But this is how people are supposed to talk.
Right, it is.
When you talk to somebody down there, can you put your, why you gotta do your lip like that? That's wild.
Why
your lip have to do that?
He bit his lip.
You bit your lip.
It was a little dry.
Whoa, wait.
All right, let's try it again. All right,
hold on. Don't try it again.
Pat, you look too.
He already set the bar.
Pat, look, both of y'all look. 3, 2, 1. All right.
What's up, bro? Everything good?
Hey, man, I can't complain.
Man, I appreciate you having me, dog.
I appreciate you coming, bro.
Yep. See why
you fire, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is why niggas pause.
What? Why is he looking like that?
What am I doing? I'm being attentive.
But you hadn't blinked that many times since I got here.
It's something in my eye. I'm just trying to.
Can you rub it? Can you do something?
My hands ain't clean, bro. You want to blow in it?
Blowing it.
I'm watching through the camera and it's still uncomfortable.
I can't blow
Pat,
anything.
Pat,
nope. I see what you're doing. I got better than peripheral. I got a camera.
How did that look, Pat?
Why is it,
hey man?
Why is it so weird, bro?
Because we don't do that.
Why?
It's making it weirder.
Why?
What? To hear.
Boop. You can't. Why? You're my friend. That's 15 years. Why 15? I can't do boop?
Because why? Because why? What does my nose have to do with anything?
There's something on your face.
Well, can I get it?
You ain't got eyes on your face. You ain't got eyes.
Tell me where it is. Point.
I got it here. If I'm a point, I might as well do this. If I'm a point, I might as well do this.
Patrick, see?
You should have never fed into this. You should have never fed into. Well, I mean, you're a guest. You have to sit in between us, but you feeding into this was your first mistake and only mistake.
See, I don't know the get down on podcast.
I just need to know the get down. Talk about my special.
That's what I thought I was gonna do. He rubbed me. He touched my nose.
I was trying to get something off you, bro. I'm a good friend. A lot of people wouldn't do that. They let you walk around with boogers in your nose.
A lot of people wouldn't do it. They just tell you.
Right. I'm a person about action.
Hey, man, talk about what you got going on. The
special.
I'm scared. 26. Okay.
Let us know.
Yeah, I'm going to look in the camera.
There you go.
I don't want to look at you.
Go ahead.
June 26th, I'm filming my stand-up special titled I Need Urgent Care.
Never seen your hand bend that far.
And I feel like I need urgent care. And the closer he gets to me...
I'm listening. I'm attentive.
You are attentive.
This is the care part.
You can see me over there? Mm-hmm. So June 26th, I'm at the Regent Theater. Mm-hmm. 7 p.m.
Solid.
Filming my... comedy stand-up special.
Is it an hour? Is it 30 minutes?
I'm doing a half hour, but I'm gonna do about 50 on stage for editing purposes.
But yeah, she's gotta have a little extra.
And I'm gonna shoot that June 26th, 7 p.m. at the Regent Theater, and the tickets are available. The tickets are available on Ticketmaster, and if you work in healthcare, you could just type in pro. What was that? What was that gust of wind? Whoa. Is it something on me?
Yeah, we got it now. And
if you go on Ticketmaster, mm-hmm. you type in Chris Sneed.
Ticketmaster, that's fancy.
Yeah. And promo code is healthcare. You get a discount.
Pause.
What was he doing?
This whole segment.
Why you get so close?
I was trying to be, I wanted to make sure I heard it. I'm going to say it again at the end when we wrap up. So I want to make sure I got all the details together.
That's a great name. Urgent Care.
Yeah, man. Urgent Care. I like that.
Do you work in urgent
Thank
care,
you.
Though?
Just yes.
circling back. Okay, for sure.
I work in urgent care.
For sure.
I work in several departments. Wow. I work in urgent care.
I just wanted to bring it back.
OBGYN. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And pediatrics.
For sure.
Children.
Hell yeah.
That's what's up, man.
They got me all over the place. So I got several practices.
Shit. Goddamn.
Several practices. Several.
There it is.
Several practices.
Yeah. Somebody said, Tahir gets his chin back and acts wild. First of all, you're not wrong.
Did you lose your chin?
Yeah, he did. I got a picture of his chin.
You see that strong jawline right there, bro? You see that there, boy? You see that chin right there, boy? That's what a jawline look like right there,
Oh,
there,
that's
boy.
Crazy. We used to say you had no neck.
I know. Look.
I got a picture of his neck, too, back then.
You clearly have a neck now.
Yeah, I got necklaces on. I'm wearing crewnecks and stuff like that. I zip it up to the neck. I can put on a turtleneck or a mock neck.
Did you have, like, Like, did you catch up with your neck when you got it back? Like, when y'all reunited, were y'all like, did y'all have a conversation?
He didn't leave on the best terms.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure. So you apologized, like, basically.
We fell into our rhythm. You know what I'm saying? He felt disrespected. He felt like I didn't take him seriously, and I didn't value him when I, and I told him, I was like, you're right. I was more concerned about what was going down my throat than the upstandingness of my neck.
God.
You know what I mean? So I was like, I will commit to making sure that I'm more aware and conscious of the things going down my throat.
Jesus.
Right?
Christ.
To preserve the longevity of my neck. That's what I told him.
Clip it. Drop it out of context.
Nah, don't make it. Don't drop it out of context. I'm just talking about what I'm eating. Like, what you putting in your body. You know,
for
the
sure.
more food you eat, the more you lose your neck. So that's what I was saying. Like, what I'm putting in my body. I should have said, like, actually, what I'm putting
you,
in my body.
Throat was where you went
yeah,
wrong.
That's, yeah,
what? Throat was where you
well,
went
where
wrong.
Well, where does it start at? When it goes into your body, it
you
starts in your mouth.
You could have said what I put into my body. That's
what I put into my body, yeah.
You could have said that.
I can't just be out here dilly-dallying, putting everything in my mouth and in my body.
You putting everything in your mouth?
You consciously avoided the word throat that time. That's how I know you know.
Right.
That's where you went wrong.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, if I say throat, I could have, when I say in my mouth, I'm consciously aware of what I'm putting in my mouth. I can't be putting
still
all
weird.
Why you can't just say your body, man?
Still weird.
It's food.
Where's the interest for my body? My mouth, then my throat, right? And then it gets into my body. You work in medical. You should know this.
The throat
right?
doesn't process it.
What?
The throat does. No. The throat part isn't what changes your body.
But
so.
The throat gives it the interest. The throat is the highway. It's the highway to belly. Belly.
You saved that at the end.
He did save that.
That he was almost it. A train wreck. And I was like, okay, I like it.
This is wild, man. This is my first time being on the show. I didn't know it was like this.
It's not normally like this. You know what I'm saying? But when I got my close friends, you know what I'm saying, I feel more comfortable to be a little bit. And also, I've been getting to a point where, like, bro, the amount of people that have been hating since I lost weight, like,
hating.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's like, you know, there was the one person that I think, the one that I remember that verse started off was like, I'm happy for him and his newfound confidence, but it's kind of weird seeing him flex on this when he cheated. And it's like, I openly told people about the Ozempic.
What was the flex they were talking about, though?
When I had put on clothes, I was doing like a get ready with me. And the dude was like,
is that a flex?
He talking about flexing because I lost weight.
Right, but you're still going to wear stuff.
Yeah. Bro, and I've always had, like, confidence and shit like that, but the older I get, like, the less I am swayed about people's comments and the negativity, because, like, you big, you fat, they're going to talk shit about you. You lose weight, but you didn't do it the right way, they're going to talk shit about you. Because that person was like, you flexing, but you cheated. Like, my motherfucker, if you won the lottery, are you going to buy a house with that money, or you gonna keep working and then save up the money from your job and then buy the house with that? You gonna buy the house with
the money?
Then shut the fuck up.
Are these people bigger than you?
Fuck. Oh, you talking about like size wise?
Yeah.
Or like the,
yeah.
I don't know. It's always private accounts that do it.
Oh.
So it's just trolling. But
well, then they know.
I'm just saying, like,
if
the
it's
more,
private, then I know they happens. Know.
It, yeah, the that, more I get into it, the more I deal with this type of shit, the more I'm like, I don't really give a fuck what people think.
I mean, if you got surgery to get bionic legs, are you not gonna post yourself jumping?
Or running, or walking.
That makes a lot of sense.
Like, nigga, that's why I did it.
Yeah, it's exactly why I did it.
Yeah.
That's exactly why I did it. I'm so vocal about how I did it. Because even though I did it with the Ozempic, if, like we were talking about, without the discipline of the diet change and the running and the walking and the working out, like, it wouldn't have been these drastic results.
Right.
So I don't care. And I would do it again. I would absolutely do it again.
They gonna hate. Man, they hate on me at the hospital, bro.
But that's because
we
kind of
hated
section.
On you
yeah.
today.
You be in the wrong department. You be in the wrong departments.
The appointment clerks, the one who makes the appointments, they hate on me all the time.
Wait, you don't make the appointments?
Nope. They do the hard work. They check in with me.
They don't ever see them. You just be like, oh, you're here now.
Mm-hmm.
Write your name down.
I don't just be like.
Yeah. I didn't mean to say just. That was a little stank. I apologize. I didn't mean to say just.
Oh, okay.
But I assumed that the nigga that was checking you in also answered the phone and made the appointment in the first place.
I usually make the appointment before you leave and out. The doctor be like, you can see the assistant to make your next appointment.
That's the same person.
He's different.
I'm different.
Yeah, because that person belongs to that doctor.
Yeah.
They're in that fold of that doctor, per se. That part of that doctor's team. So if you go on a Kaiser app and you try to like make an appointment or something like that, it'll ask you if you want to make a virtual appointment or mm-hmm. you just want to do an email. And mm-hmm. if you say email or whatever, it says, all right, someone from this doctor's team or this yep. doctor will get back to you within 48 hours.
So wait, who do you schedule with on the way out?
So like, all right, so
that's a
Kaiser,
different person?
Yeah, Kaiser owns different. The building. Uh-huh. And then it would be like when we were downtown, like, Clippers owned the building, but the second floor was that doctor. That was ADD. Third floor was a different doctor. That's ADD, too. So the person at the front desk technically works for the building.
Got
which
it.
Is owned by the company. Mm-hmm. But he don't work. He don't
You're
nobody fuck with him like that.
You're not tied to the doctor.
Nah, don't nobody fuck with him like that.
So.
Yes, they do.
Nah. It's like Kaiser, then the doctors, and then the nurses, Me. And well. Then the security guard, and then
no,
the custodian. And then the volunteers that have t-shirts with their name on the sleeve.
Now, this is wild. And then
Chris.
I would put you under the nurses. What was under the nurses?
I think the security guard.
I'll put you under the security guard.
Under the security.
Because sometimes they have weapons.
Don't put me under the security guard?
Sometimes they have weapons. That's all.
They're keeping the peace.
Yeah. As far as like supervision and like authority, you like, if you tell me, you get out of here, I'm like, boy, shut the fuck up. But if he come in with a gun, he be like, you get out of here, I'm like, I'm be waiting for you outside, though.
So you wouldn't give a damn what I say?
No, I would, if I need to be checked in.
I'm just saying you would give more of a damn what the security says. That's all we're saying.
That's all we're saying.
We're not saying we wouldn't give a damn.
Yeah, we'd hear you.
You care about what the security says a little bit more than what you care about what I say.
Well, you could get robbed in that building.
Yeah.
So then, if you're robbed, who
are you gonna go get it back?
That's what I'm
Did
saying.
Somebody takes my medicine if like because they waiting for me because y'all got y'all pharmacy on site.
Yes.
If somebody waits and I grab my bag and they run up and take my lisinopril, my blood pressure medicine, I'm like, oh no, they took my medicine. Who's gonna do something?
Now, if I saw that, mm-hmm. I will.
You'll run. You'll run and go catch them.
Your medicine?
Yes.
Okay, so you're trying to lose weight. You just got your Ozempic, right?
Nope. Oh, I said lisinopril. That's for my blood pressure. Wait, see, you don't see.
But you would call security, though, right?
No, I will call security.
So, right. So what scenarios?
Because that's their
somebody,
job.
Exactly. So that would bypass you.
But how? They cannot be before me. When you went to the Beyonce concert, mm-hmm. the person who scanned your ticket, mm-hmm. you wouldn't put them above the security in the parking lot.
Let me tell you this.
He
walked past three or four security before he got to that person.
He did.
It's more of them than...
It is more of them, because that's the low scale. Mm.
Is there an emergency that someone will call you for?
I'm running late. I'm running a little late. I just want to give you a heads up. I'm going
to
be...
But are they trying to tell him, or are they trying to tell the doctor?
Well, yeah. Well, we like, hey, could you pass this along?
I'm first.
Okay,
Patrick,
yeah, for sure.
They my have bad. To my fault, contact my fault. Me.
Yeah.
You know how important that is? I have to send this notification to the doctor that Tahir is running late.
No, again, it is important.
And let me not
do
that.
I thought we were just doing a hierarchy tier list type of thing.
Yeah, yeah, we were.
Just change the structure of the list.
I think I nailed it. I think I pretty much nailed it.
Would you accept if I put you above the nurses?
Not above the nurses.
Okay.
Not above the nurses. I'm right there.
So you
know
where you stand.
I know where I stand.
Okay.
We just had nurses week, and I ate. They had stuff for the nurses, and guess what the nurses did? Chris, you want a bagel?
Did they have to...
That's like, how important
No,
they
I'm saying like
I
sinners.
Am.
No, like, did they have to say, you can eat this too? Or was it just like...
Were you standing at the door, like, them bagels so look good, and you had to wait till you got invited?
Like, were they
in.
Like, no, don't worry, you can
I did
have
make
some
my
too.
Presence known. Yeah, okay. I did see them grabbing bagels, and I was right there.
Yeah. If you grabbed one and they didn't say that, would the vibe be weird? I could tell.
Okay, it might be a little weird.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Well, so you know the bagels weren't really... Okay, for sure.
While we're talking about like owning your stuff and you know recognizing your place in society, and sometimes that could be a little hard. So I'm going to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by BetterHelp. And it's very important to know who you are. You know, because you do matter, you know, and with summer coming and spring amongst us, this is the perfect time to like fall back in love with who you are and the things that you do. And if you feel like something is holding you back, then this is a perfect time for you to look into that. Mm. One of the facts I love, one of the reasons why I love BetterHelp is that everything is done online. Your appointments can be done online. You fill out a survey and then you match with one of their many qualified and licensed therapist, and you can also switch at any time with no additional cost to you, which is also big. If anybody has ever done traditional therapy, you know how much, one, how expensive it can be. Mm-hmm. Therapy can be very, very expensive, right? And then if you have to switch therapists, that can also incur a charge as well. So BetterHelp provides all of that for free. And mental health awareness is growing, but there's still progress to be made. 26% of Americans who participated in a recent survey say that they have avoided seeking mental health due to fear of judgment. Now, when people hesitate to get help, it doesn't affect just them. It affects their family, their workplaces, their entire communities. Mm-hmm. Sometimes think they're out of place, yeah. Right? This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's encourage everyone to take care of their well-being and break the stigma. The world is a better place when you are healthy and when you're happy. BetterHelp has helped over 10 years of experiencing matching people with the right therapist from that diverse network of more than 30,000 licensed therapists with a wide range of specialties. BetterHelp is fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient, serving over 5 million people worldwide. Easily switch therapists, as I said earlier, anytime at no additional cost. So, we're with BetterHelp. I hope that you guys are with mental health and taking it seriously and making it a priority, because we're all better with help. Visit BetterHelp.com/DIYS to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DIYS. Have you ever heard of imposter syndrome?
No.
Okay.
What field would that be? Would that be in the OB department? Would that be in the pediatrics or family urgent care? What would that be?
Just when you need a second, just look that up. Just see what, see if that does anything to your heart.
Say it again. It's called what?
It's called imposter syndrome. I think you might come across some people who might, you know what I'm saying?
That might. Oh, okay. Imposter syndrome. Okay, yeah. I'm going to definitely look that up.
Yeah. We do this thing where we freestyle. We just, you know what I'm saying? Like, we basically just try to rhyme damn it and that you're scared or something. So, like, you know, on one of your bars of, like, got a thick chick named Mary, damn it and that you scary. Hopped in my car with Larry, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to
you
be
know
good.
I used to rap.
Huh?
You know I used to rap. I was on Power 106. Oh. I did, it was freestyle on Monday, and if you win, you all the way during the week, you get in the studio on Friday. Yeah, I used to do that too.
Did you get in the studio?
Got in the studio.
That sounds like 106 apart.
Power 106, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that sounds like 106 apart.
Well, same thing.
Same thing.
But I was like, big, bro, yeah, like for a minute out here in L.A. Yeah, okay. On the rap. And I'm not even the rapper for real, but people was like, bro, you need to rap. So that's what I did. So that's crazy.
Did you go to the studio and
I went in the studio.
I lost.
I battled this guy named Southpaw. I think that's what his
name.
In the studio.
You named it.
So you call in on a Monday. I was just messing around, calling on Monday. And two callers are battling each other on the radio, on the phone. Mm-hmm. You win, you call in Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You battle next one. You win, and you get, if you can make it all the way to Thursday and win, you go in the studio and battle Friday. And that's what I did.
Why'd you battle somebody in the studio?
They wanted you live on air.
Okay.
Oh, in the radio studio.
At the radio station. Oh, yes, that was the.
Okay.
Like, oh, so I won every day of the week, and then I went to the studio.
And lost.
Yeah, I lost.
Do you remember any bars that they said about you?
I don't remember what he said. Mm. I just remember what got me in there.
Mm. What got you in there?
I said, you couldn't wrap my gifts if it was Christmas. Man, this is some years ago.
Okay.
You couldn't wrap my gifts if it was Christmas. Everybody called in and was like, yo, who was that? Yeah, and I'm not even a rapper for real.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wrote a few songs that would have been bangers, but I ain't even put them out because comedy is my love.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to make the beat. Pat gonna kick it off and then gonna pass it to you, and then you get to like reignite that passion for the bars, for hip hop. You do it for LA.
Do it for LA.
All right, here we go.
Let's go.
Boom bap, boom bap. Hey, hey, boom bap. What up, Scary Squad? We in the studio today. We about to do it like this, I come in first, never second. Chris Need, when you see him, better check in. Now the shit is getting hairy. Welcome to another damn episode of Damn Internet You Scary. Hey, I got a girl named Mary. She kinda look like Halle Berry. I'ma pass it to my left, left. Come through with the Chris Sneed. What you got? Check less.
I'm about to check her in. She got a boyfriend named Larry. Damn, and it was scary.
Yep.
What's wrong with her? What's in between your legs?
Okay.
Damn, that look too hairy.
Too hairy.
O-E-G-Y-N, that's me.
Okay.
Receptionist, yeah, they call him Chris Sneed.
Yeah.
I'm about to hit the beat. Here we go again. I'm about to stand to my feet.
Hey. And,
hold on. Let me take a sip of tea.
Yep.
Because the damn internet is scary.
Hey. Oh. Okay.
That's what I do.
Okay. Okay.
And that's
hey.
Off the top of the dome.
That's
bro.
Off the top of the dome. See,
that's off the top of the dome,
I see why they invited you to the studio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. To put Y'all the thought I was back playing.
So if you won that battle, that could have opened up a new timeline. You could have not even done stand-up comedy.
I wouldn't have had to.
You could have been on tour with Kendrick.
You could have been the game before the game was the game.
You mean the rapper the game?
Yeah.
The rapper the game.
Yeah, you could have been.
I would have, yeah, yeah.
It was around that time. I could have.
I could
have. You heard he just lost his house?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did.
It's crazy. Yeah, he just lost his house from a...
He got sued or something? He had to pay somebody?
Yeah, it was like an assault case or something.
Yeah.
Damn.
But, yeah, like, he lost his whole house.
The whole house.
That's insane.
That's the first.
I don't know the details, so I don't know.
I never seen nobody.
But that's pretty crazy. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Crazy things have happened, but that is pretty crazy.
So
though.
You wouldn't have been in those shoes, but no, you could have been on that trajectory.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't have lost anything. Yeah. No, I wouldn't have lost anything. I remember I did a check-in, a rap. I checked somebody in, wrapped it in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How was that?
Great.
What do you mean? Like into the hospital?
Yeah.
Oh,
the check-in.
Okay.
Rap. Okay. Next. And I did my whole.
You got it?
Don't remember. It's right here. I got it in my phone though.
Do you remember what rapper?
It was next. You checking in that pussy? Photo ID. You need a pap on that pussy. I can see it. Hold on. I forgot. Hold on.
You know what? I think. You look that up? We don't go into the first topic.
Yeah, real quick.
But no, I'm gonna let you redeem that one. Seems like something you might get fired for, but I'm gonna let you.
that was a while ago.
Okay, so we
before I got
let's talk about some parrots.
So
a parrot ordered orders. What was it? Let me scroll back up real quick. Parrot orders on Alexa. This is a stray bird, Rocco, an African gray parrot, was taken into care by a charity in the UK, but Rocco had a penchant for using bad language. So a staff member volunteered to take him in. In April, they discovered that Rocco had been ordering from Alexa. It turns out that Rocco had ordered strawberries and broccoli worth about $3.
So they can go together.
Nothing was delivered because she canceled the items. Rocco has asked Alexa for treats like watermelon, raisins, ice cream, and that sometimes Wischinowski?
Return home. That's Wischinowski, man.
Wischinowski. Returns home to find Rocco playing romantic music.
First of all, what a disaster of a name. Second of all, what the fuck are parrots? Like, you have a bird that speaks English? Never mind the ordering stuff. Like, you just go home and hear conversation. That's so crazy.
Wait, the bird name is Wischinowski?
No, that's
the bird name is Rocco.
Oh, the bird name is Rocco.
The bird that took the last person
is just going, Alexa, order some fucking broccoli.
Alexa, broccoli. Broccoli. Wow. Strawberries. Strawberries.
You hear about the cars that can do this too? Like
when that part needs to be serviced, they can go ahead and log in. Oh, not log in, but just tap into their, I guess, that system and request
order new tires.
Order.
Yeah.
On the car?
You have to turn the prompt off or something like that, they said.
Shit is ordering without you now.
Yeah.
They know what they need.
You think we need you to tell you that we need that brought brakes fixed? You crazy, boy. Hope you got it in your account.
You got it right.
Hope you got it in your account.
You walk into your garage, there's a whole nigga in there working on the car. Be like, who are you?
The car called me.
Your car.
Your car called.
That's crazy.
It also let me in the house.
Yeah.
Here's your invoice.
How'd you get that sandwich? Oh, I made the sandwich.
That wasn't your car.
The car unlocked the door, though.
That's wild. The car locked the door, though.
The car locked the door. I made the sandwich. Don't be crazy. Car can't make a sandwich.
Do you guys think you could live with a parrot?
I had one as a kid.
Did it talk?
No, mine didn't talk.
What the fuck is the point?
You had a parakeet then, right?
It was a parakeet. That's different. You're right.
Just didn't have a parrot.
It was a parakeet.
But that's a good question. Do all parrots talk? I feel like some of them just make bird noises, right?
You have to teach them.
You do have to teach
You have to teach a parrot how to talk. Just like a baby. Kid. You got to teach a kid how to talk. You got to speak.
Why does it talk? Do all parrots talk?
You're speaking. You have to speak English. Like whatever language you speak.
You
got, well, whatever you speak. Yeah. You can speak whatever to the parrot. Mm-hmm. But you got to teach it. You
okay. Teach it. Interesting. So mm-hmm. I've never heard this until this story. The African gray parrot is actually the only one that can develop a more abstract understanding of language. A lot of parrots just learn to say words without understanding their meaning because they mimic speech.
Yeah.
But this specific bird can develop a understanding of language, which is kind of freaky.
By listening to the population of people?
No, probably just by, like, if you're constantly calling something by name, he probably like sight words, like association, like associating this fruit or this vegetable with the word that you can go, you want a treat? You want a snack? He'd be like, oh, yeah, snack. Order snacks.
Oh, you're pretty smart. That makes sense.
Also, crows and ravens can do this.
Yeah, crows for sure.
You knew
a
that?
A crow can speak? Yeah.
You've heard this?
I've heard that the crow, like, it's one.
What the fuck?
First of all, crows are very, very smart.
A crow? The black birds.
Crows, they can hold grudges, yeah.
Crows have amazing problem-solving skills. Like, I read one thing where a crow was grabbing nuts and then putting them on the ground so cars would run over them so he can get the inside of the nuts without having to crack them himself.
Oh, damn.
They also hold grudges. Like you said, I have a friend who walks past the same light post every day on her walk, and this crow always hits her on the head every fucking day.
As soon as he started, I was like, "This
the
is
crow
going.
Hit her on the head every time she was
going to some bullshit."
I'm finna show you. This is my homegirl Lisa, right? Boom. The crow.
That's not even a grudge. That's just a problem. She just doesn't like her. She didn't even do nothing.
Yeah, where is this woman at? She literally just had it on her thing.
See, and I'm lying.
I'm telling the truth, though.
I have to see this.
Masterclass.
A crow hit her every time she walks past.
I didn't know crows and ravens could do parrots.
No, me neither.
I've never heard one talk.
You've never heard a crow talk. And we see crows all the time.
But people don't be having crow pets, you know? I think that's why.
That's
kind of weird. That's like having a pigeon as a pet.
Because you don't see those just flying around. Even the green ones.
No, actually, there's like different parts of LA where there's like wild tropical parrots.
I've seen them. They got them in Long Beach. I've seen them.
Yeah.
Like, they got some in Pasadena too. It's a lot of parrots. Like
the green one. They're green.
Yeah. They got released.
That might be the same one. Yeah. There was somebody who had an exotic pet
that
like,
burned down or something.
And they like released. I think that his house burned down.
Hey, mama, how are you?
I'm good.
Listen, I'm on set at my podcast, and we were talking about parrots and crows and how crows are so smart and how they also hold grudges. And you just posted that video. What was going on in your video?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Was it a crow? I didn't know what it was.
It was a crow. So, what happens with that crow?
So when I walk my dog, the crow keeps head-bombing me, and he, like, hits me in the back of the head with his feet or his wings.
How many times has this happened?
Lisa?
Like 15 times.
They thought I was lying. I was
a
just like, I promise you.
It ran into you?
It's a crow.
I finally had to get video of it because I sit there and watch if he gets other people and he doesn't. It's just something about me. I don't know.
What'd she do?
So I just put bread on my head the other day and just fed him, and I thought, well, I'll give him a peace offering and maybe he'll stop, but he took the bread and then he did it again right after that. So
I put bread on my head?
She tried to do it as a peace offering. It was like an olive branch. He was like, he took the bread, dropped it off at the crib, came back, was like, shut up.
I have it all on video. I can send you the video.
Send me the video. Send me the video. Real quick, though,
what happens? It flies into you and headbutts you?
It's always on the light post. And as soon as she walks by, he catches her.
It's always from the back, so I don't see it coming. So I started filming with my camera facing me so I could see it coming at me because he would get me. He would surprise bomb me.
Did you catch it on camera?
Every time I'm in that area,
send it to me and I'm going to show it to you.
How did this altercation start?
Just walking my dog, and I walk the same area every day, so.
He walked the dog like, give it the dog.
Every time.
That's what it is.
It doesn't go for my dog, though. I don't know why.
Because you there? If your dog was walking itself, I was like, yeah, that's me right there, baby. But okay, yeah, if you could send me that, that would be great, Lisa. I appreciate it so I can show that. Because I saw it on your stories last week, and I was like, oh, I got it. I got to talk about this.
Crazy, I know. Craziness.
Yeah. All right, thank you, baby.
Might be good luck.
Maybe.
You were telling
that
the truth.
Is
that's
a,
crazy.
That is in. That's like a the, new is the fear videos of mine.
On there? Nah, she hasn't said it because it was on her story, so it's oh, gone it now. But she's gonna send me the it's gone now because it was last
that
week.
That feels like a hard post. She should have probably put that on
that
her page.
Been, yeah, that's viral.
I didn't know that's that huge. Was a problem. People
she,
were
like
having.
She posted the video. She said, "This crow attacks me every time I walk this way," and then she was holding the phone, and the crow came in, right? And so she was like, "I'm gonna try a peace offering," and she posted another video with the bread on her head, right? And she walked the same way. The crow grabbed the bread, circled back, hit her head again.
Is she not a content creator? This doesn't sound like something that you would just put on right. your story. This sounds like something that would be on the news.
She's a businesswoman. Like she's the furthest thing for that. But she likes to kick it, but like she ain't like that.
That's
wow. Yeah, it's crazy.
The same crow.
Yeah. That's
wow.
That's insane.
What else we got? This one sounds pretty good. Let's go to I like this one. The Cartel Graveyard. This one is wild, okay? So, Culiacan, Mexico is home to an unofficial graveyard of the Sinaloa cartel. I apologize if I said that wrong, Mr. Cartel members.
Sinaloa.
Yeah. But these are just, not monasteries, but
that's
these are.
That's the graveyard?
Yeah, those are, those.
Shit.
Some those of them nice. Were. $500,000. Look at that.
What?
That mausoleum looks like a damn house, bro.
I thought this was a neighborhood.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
That's nice.
And so now goes the thing where they're trying to outdo each
that
other
has a
even
balcony?
In death.
What?
Yes.
How your graveyard have a balcony?
So are the
bodies. Steeple, too.
The bodies are inside the house?
Yes. Yes, it's not a house. It's a mausoleum, but that's they make it look like mini mansion.
What's the thing in India? The wonder of the world, Taj Mahal. That's a grave, right? Isn't that where somebody's buried?
I thought that was a palace.
I think it was built for somebody's wife, but I don't know.
Oh, you don't know if they're buried there?
Okay, I got the video. Y'all want
to
see?
I have to be
of
there.
What? Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Oh. What?
Look, so this is the first one. Right. Here's another one. Different day.
Eating the bread?
Maybe this is after she gave her the bread. Let me see. Okay, here's the one with the bread. Boom, she got the bread on her head.
I mean, if
she's
you put bread on your head, it's going to keep doing what it's doing.
Right. Well, but he took the bread.
Wow, he really waits for him. Oh, wow.
Dang. What?
This is a different one. Same bird. Oh, she's going to try to wear a ponytail? You think I don't know a ponytail? You? Huh, Lisa? You think I don't recognize you in a ponytail?
That's scary.
The fact that it waits for her to... It's not like, oh, there she is, and immediate. Yeah. It's like, okay.
He's a serial killer.
He waits for her to go down the street, and then it's like, that's... I walk by a lot of birds.
Yeah.
I never think about that. It's kind of scary.
But it started off with a dog? Is that...
She said she started off she was walking her dog.
America. I wonder if she...
I would be like, damn, do I have bad energy? Because what did I do to make... If it just attacked me once, like, okay, maybe it thought I was food or whatever, but every single day... It's like, what? This has to come from something. And she said she watches other people and it doesn't attack them, right?
Yeah.
So it's not just a violent bird.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something.
I don't know her.
She need to read the Bible. Because something, that's not right.
I've never met her, but I don't know. Something may.
Bad energy.
Something she's doing is crazy.
Bro.
That bird
so
is feeling
wild,
a.
Wow, bro. That bird has a vendetta out.
That is wild.
That bird is doing that for
some reason.
I'm going
to be scared to walk
reason.
Down there. That's scary, bro.
Hey, well, listen, man. If you're scared to walk and get your fitness on because you got birds that are going crazy in your neighborhood, I completely understand. And sometimes you got to pivot and you got to do something different, like changing your diet. And if it comes to changing your diet, I want to encourage you to check out Factor. Okay, Factor is I can't say it enough. First of all, the meals are always fresh. They're refrigerated and never frozen. You're not dealing with anything where you got to unthaw it and all of that type of stuff. That's we done with that. Secondly, seasoned. That's coming from somebody with freckles. That's coming from somebody that look like they got seasoning on their face. Okay, I'm not eating no food that ain't seasoning. Factor got those meals on deck with roughly 45 million options to pick gourmet meals that fit your goals from every week. You can choose from the Calorie Smart. You can choose Protein Plus. You can choose Keto like I do and more. Factor powers you, powers your day with satisfying breakfast on the go, lunches, premium dinners, and guilt-free snacks and desserts. It's easy to savor more this spring with Factor meals because they pack in the flavor with none of the fuss. So I'm telling y'all, man, you put this bad boy in the microwave, 2-minute meals they got ready for you. You ain't got to waste no time on. They even got the snacks for you. And they got juices. They got the fresh pressed juices, and they are delicious. You know, if it comes to food, I ain't going to hold you. I'm going to be all real with it, and Factor is the way to go. So get started at factormeals.com/DIYS50OFF and use the code DIYS50OFF. That's DIYS50OFF to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That code is DIYS50OFF at factormeals.com/DIYS50OFF for 50% off plus free shipping.
Sounds amazing.
Hey, man, listen, it is delish. You understand me?
Amazing.
Let me send these videos to Hippie so she can see. It's real.
And this cartel graveyard. That's
having I've never seen a balcony on a grave. Who's that for?
Did you say goals?
Ghosts? You want your ghost to just have a good view of the rest of the graveyard?
I thought he said goals. I thought it was like death goals.
Oh, you said
not life goals.
No, them not life. I would love. That's where I want to be.
Right.
Those are nice.
Oh, snap. They got air conditioning too.
And satellite TV.
Some of the grades are worth more than 11 million pesos with the 500,000. Okay. But yo, air conditioning makes sense if you got family coming to check on you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Mexico's a tropical. I mean, that part could be super tropical. So
nigga, a TV?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they got security guards.
Yeah. I'm going to get a house one way or another.
They have to protect Narcos themselves. 24/7.
Yeah. Grays also have security cameras. Air conditioner, so maybe they do have. I mean, bro, that's some money in that. So I mean, imagine somebody from
it's a whole city,
a different
though.
Squad comes and wants to deface your grave.
They have bulletproof glass, so I'm assuming that. Yeah,
yeah, the bulletproof glass part is crazy. So that's maybe it is for.
It's like I'm dead.
Yeah.
What you mean?
But you see how like they have a security guard there, not like a check-in person.
That was so unprovoked. That was so unprovoked. I mean, that makes sense in that context. Why would you need to check in?
It might be somebody at the front to check you in, like, oh, what grave site are you going to?
But you don't have graveyard appointments, you know?
Yeah, but like, if you're, I mean, obviously, we're talking about 500,000 or more on these graves. Somebody should be there to be like, okay, this person was on the premises at this time, right?
The security could probably do that, right?
So there's no need for him. Wow.
But
Pat, that was uncalled for. That was just rude. I tried to put him in there. Chris, listen. I'm gonna be at the Spanish.
What I meant was at the graveyard, security. It's like saying, why aren't there nurses at a graveyard?
Yikes.
They're not necessary there.
See?
Exactly.
I like that, Patrick.
It's a graveyard. All you need is security. It's like a parking lot.
Thank you.
All you need is security.
Did you hear that?
But
I didn't.
A parking lot doesn't need a nurse.
Why are you texting?
So nobody needs to check in.
Say it again.
In this context, there's no need for a check-in.
You hear that?
Right.
Security is all that's necessary because nothing is happening there.
Right. They're dead.
Right. Yes.
Exactly. I work with alive people that are alive.
Sure.
On their way there.
Which is why you have to check in.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's no need to check in. Honestly, most graveyards don't even have security. That's even added.
Yeah.
Because I'd be, you know.
So before we get a receptionist, security is needed before that.
For things
I'm trying to get an understanding of your understanding, what you guys are saying. That's all I was trying to get it clear. Don't have him repeat it. No, I want you to say it now.
Okay.
Okay.
Help me, Patrick.
No.
I did. I thought I did. Some things only need security.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Have you ever read somebody that thought you were Jason Weaver and you leaned into it? You kind of look like Jason Weaver, like when he was on Drumline before he had to cut his hair.
Somebody did say that.
Right?
Somebody said you had to pull it up.
Look,
that's go back to this. Not that Jason Weaver. Go back.
I mean, these are enough.
Go back.
No. I think that's fine. Let's live in this realm right here. Cause this is the older Jason Weaver.
I don't look like the older Jason Weaver.
I can see a white person saying that, but I think it would put us back to going. Say y'all.
There,
look
yep, that one down there. That
Why
Jason
are you trying
Weaver.
To pick the Jason Weaver?
I can pick my Jason Weaver. I can pick my Weaver.
So are you saying you do? Or
that's
you don't?
What they like that
Lane.
One. Lion King. They
no,
said
what
well, they
look
Lion
like that
King.
One. That one right there in the hoodie, the burgundy hoodie, right? That's.
Oh, is that who did Simba's voice?
Yeah. That was yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is he the singer?
He's
that
he,
did it
yeah.
or the voice actor?
He's both.
Yeah,
he can sing too.
That was Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Was the
you right? Jonathan Taylor
yep, was the what?
He's saying it.
Voice.
Okay, yeah,
wait,
for
no.
sure. Because I knew that the singer was separate.
Wait, so who's... Well,
maybe it's when he gets older?
I can't wait to be king.
Matt.
Yeah.
Matt.
No, let's see. What is that? Oh, it's not Jason. He's a singer.
Yeah,
he's the singer. Jonathan Taylor Thomas was the voice actor.
He was
a
singer.
Yeah. And it they tried to give him, like, I think, $100,000
for it. And his mama said,
$2 million.
Nope. No, she didn't say that. She said, no, give us royalties.
No, yeah, that's what it says. He turned down $2 million royalties.
Yes.
Nigga,
ooh.
Lion King royalties?
Forever.
What do you think that is? Is it, you think it's monthly or yearly?
It might be quarterly.
What was that, like, VHS sales? Like, what was it before streaming?
Was it?
Like, what royalties? Because he's not making it, like, if you buy a Simba shirt, he's not going to make royalties off of that.
I think it's when they play
it. It has to be whatever his voice is attached to. So like DVD sales and
DVD,
stuff, right?
DVD, VHS sales.
What if it was less than $2 million?
I mean, nah, no, ain't possible.
What
streaming
if it was
now
on?
Too. So anytime somebody streams it now,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It makes sense for streaming, but I'm wondering what that meant in the
possible
90s.
Possible toy too, because I'm sure that was a toy that said, "Oh, I just can't wait to be king."
Like
that's
voices,
voice.
Like. Toys that had his voice on it?
The song.
Playing. If he sang it, he performed it.
I feel like if you were manufacturing a Simba toy, you would just get somebody on a day rate for that. You don't need the nigga that was in the movie.
Hey, man, listen. I don't know.
You think Lion King is being streamed today still?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes, hell yes.
Especially after the live action one came out.
Absolutely. But
there was a live action one. Mufasa came out.
They toured Lion King for what? Almost 20 years?
It was on Broadway.
It was on Broadway.
So you thought they used the song? I just can't wait to be king.
They used
the
song.
I mean, not
in
Broadway.
There, but they used the song.
In the Broadway version, another nigga sang it.
Yeah, it wasn't him on there. Not on the Broadway version, but he got paid.
But he paid for life.
What? I'm wondering what a Disney voice acting royalties come from.
He said,
it has to be from.
Look, my Jeff Light said he still gets good royalty checks to this day, he said. He wasn't on one of my shows. He was on
Jason
Zimmer
Weaver?
With the Homewoods. Yeah, he came on Zimmer with
for
the
real?
Homewoods. Yeah, that's
nice.
Did you think he looked like me then?
I don't think he thinks
he
you look like him now.
Yeah, I don't look like him to hear. Yeah.
I think it was funny.
I was just curious.
Yeah, we didn't agree.
You kind of agreed.
I went back to when he was on the Jackson 5.
I hear what you said, but you agreed too. So, you know, it's all
good. But that was Jackson 5.
Yeah. You don't look like him there, though.
Lion King is one of the most popular Disney movies.
I mean, the DVD sales must have gone crazy.
Oh, they went dumb. Let's see what it was before
Lion
we get up out
King
here.
Animation. Not even DVD sales.
Most DVD.
It was VHS.
Disney.
Lion King
grossed over $986 million worldwide.
Wow.
Highest grossing traditionally animated film ever. Best-selling film on home video. Sold over 55 million copies worldwide. The movie's success also extended to the Broadway production. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're getting royalties on 55 million copies worldwide, and you're lead voice actor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You think that's more than $2 million?
I think so. I think so. And in 94, that's 30 years ago.
Yes.
Yes. That's crazy.
Let's keep it a buck. That is out crazy.
He out here. Jason Weaver, I've never seen him look upset.
No, for real. If you did one job that pays for the rest of your life, that means everything else that you do is just additional income. Yeah. Like, that's dope as hell.
Yeah.
I hope to land there.
And also what's dope as hell is Chris Need has a comedy special coming up. We're going to hit on this one more time before we get up out of here, man, because I want my boy. Actually, your VIP sold out same day, right?
VIP sold out same day.
Same day. So if you're in the LA area, listen up real quick, because Chris Need is going to hit you with this info real quick so you can make sure you have your face in place.
Yes. So what are we doing? We're doing June 26th, 7 p.m. at the Regent Theater.
Let's go.
June 26th, 7 p.m. at the Regent Theater. My live stand-up comedy special titled, I Need Urgent Care.
Huh?
Yes. Here goes the shirt.
That's lit.
Here it is. OB department. Delivering babies, that's vasectomies.
Mm-hmm.
Doing everything.
I love that you're doing the whole comedy routine from behind a desk. Like you're checking the audience in.
That would be kind of hard.
That is kind of hard.
That would be kind of hard.
Make your appointment June 26th.
Oh, make your 7 appointment.
7 p.m. Yeah. Yes.
That, Chris, you better make that your new promo up until. Schedule your appointment.
Make your
June 26th, 7 p.m., Regent Theater. Yes, have different people come in and you tell them what they did, your appointment is for. Your appointment
have,
is
there it is.
Have the people wear scrubs who are taking tickets.
Bro, you theme this bad boy out. Nah, for real. Theme this bad boy out.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, make your point.
You could do that for the rest of your career, low-key.
Yeah.
That's straight hard. Up. I've never seen that shit.
Me neither. Right. That is hard.
Yeah, man.
How many people watch some? Oh, this I'm copywriting this today.
Hey, man.
Hey, it's yours.
You should.
This is mine.
This is for you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine
you
Dave Chappelle.
How my name
does
is.
Does a special.
How my name is.
I'd love urgent care.
When they sign in, so everybody can sign their name so they feel like they know each other. Because, you know, you go to conferences and stuff like that. You know, there it is.
That's really dope.
Yeah, man. Take all of this. This is all for you, man, because you're my friend for over 15 years.
Call the appointment center, which is Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Make your appointment.
Make your appointment on Ticketmaster.
For
June 26th, 7 p.m.
There it is.
I Need Urgent Care, live comedy special.
Hello. Come on.
And if you're making your appointment, make sure you type in promo code HEALTHCARE.
Oof. Let's go.
Healthcare. You get a discount on tickets.
You should have made it Kaiser and then told them about it so they could.
That's fire. Hippie just said put wristbands on them. You know the hospital wristbands?
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
That's what I was
trying to do. Wristband.
Yeah. Nigga, that's crazy.
That'd be fire for your VIP. Or for the if you do a meet and greet experience aside from the VIP. So the VIP is automatically get the meet and greet.
Y'all get
if
the you did I need it, urgent care.
Uh-huh.
Y'all get the I Need Urgent Care.
Okay.
Okay.
Got the keychain going.
That's fire. That's fire.
Uh-huh. I Need Urgent Care. And then you get the wristbands.
The wristbands should be just for the VIP people who already paid for it. And so they see, you know, because they got the wristbands already.
Right.
The color wristbands. You just figure out how to make that, like, their wristbands, like it's in the hospital.
Because people be low-key keeping the hospital ones. And it's like, that wasn't even a good experience.
That could be part of your merch. Selling that right there.
We're going to have hospital wristbands. June 26th, 7 p.m.
That is.
At the Regent Theater, hospital wristbands. Girl, yep.
Chris, that's fire.
That's hippie, man. She came up with that one. Shout out to hippie.
Shout out to hippie.
And shout out to y'all at home, man, for watching. We got a lot of stuff going on. I think this is the episode for today. So if you're in L.A., hit my stories. Got a cool event going on tomorrow. If not there, you know, you'll see the next one. Also, I'm going to be in New York second and third. Actually, I'm going to be there for like a week. In July, end of June, I'm going to do Nate Jackson's Super Funny Club in Tacoma. Third weekend of June, I think that's the 20th through the 22nd. And going back to London in September. So London man, get the teams ready, right?
Nice.
Yeah, we'll be back out in London. Yeah.
Next week, I'm gonna be in Vancouver,
gang,
and then 2 weeks from there, I'm gonna be in Austin. No shows. I'm just going to be there.
Pull up all the light bridges if you're there, man. Thank y'all so much for watching. As always, up to hear more.
Patrick Cloud.
Chris Lee.
We'll see. Don't do that.
That's for y'all?
We already, yeah.
Oh, my bad. I thought it was for the reception.
No.
Okay.
No, we already gave you a fucking shout out, man.
I'm sorry.
I fixed that in post, man.
My first time.
We love y'all. We'll see y'all next week in another episode of Damn It, That You Scary. Peace, guys.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.